Introduction. There are three major kinds of baptism. The Bible, our divine guide, reveals three distinct baptisms, each carrying a profound significance in the life of a believer. We explore the depths of these baptisms and their transformative power, trusting God's wisdom in revealing their true essence. I baptism into Christ at the new birth. In ancient Greek, the term baptized signified immersion. Just as a ship sinks into the waters, believers are immersed into Christ, experiencing a complete spiritual rebirth. It is an act that profoundly transforms the person submerged into the body of Christ, the object. The first baptism, being born again by the Holy Spirit. As new believers, we encounter the first baptism when the Holy Spirit immerses us into the body of Christ. Our identity now rests within Christ, enabling us to relate to God not on our own merits but through the righteousness of Jesus. Hidden in Him, we find security and purpose. This baptism can be likened to discovering a hidden treasure within an ancient chest. As we open the chest, we unveil the riches of being in Him, hidden away from the world's superficial pursuits. 2. Baptism in water is a symbol of unity and obedience. The Great Commission and the unity in preaching the gospel. Jesus commanded His followers to baptize believers in water and the Holy Spirit as a symbolic act of unity and obedience. By baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we acknowledge our place in the divine family. Again, it is like crossing the River Jordan. Water baptism symbolizes crossing the River Jordan into the Promised Land, marking a new beginning and a covenantal commitment to God's purpose. Water baptism holds significant symbolism in the Christian faith. When we enter the waters of baptism, we're proclaiming the gospel message. Here are some key points about the statement you make through water baptism. Death to sin. Baptism symbolizes a believer's death to sin. Just as Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and rose again, we identify ourselves with Him through baptism. Going under the water signifies death in the grave, emphasizing that we deserve death. 1. Resurrection in Christ. Rising out of the water expresses our new life in Christ. Just as God raised Jesus from the dead, we spiritually experience the same resurrection. Baptism publicly declares our faith in Jesus' resurrection and our future resurrection. Method. Water baptism involves immersion, not sprinkling. It typically takes place in a baptismal pool, natural body of water, or another suitable location. Water baptism is both an obligation and an awesome privilege for believers. You have to publicly identify yourself with Jesus' death, burial and resurrection through the act of water baptism. Water baptism is a significant practice in Christianity, symbolizing spiritual rebirth and commitment to Christ. Here are some biblical examples.